Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this, the live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited, as always, to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything at all. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Phone lines are loaded up. People want to talk about various different things. You can, again, take control. 800-259-9231 and join us. Also online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free. So enjoy. freetalklive.com. Actually, the main feature of the site actually allows you to influence the stuff that you'll hear talked about on this radio program by submitting show prep suggestions to the show, and then they appear on the website. You can put whatever you want in there, a news article from somewhere on the web or a YouTube video or something.
Blog post.
Your blog post if you want. And then other listeners will vote on how they feel about it. Do they like it? Do they dislike it? The aggregate of likes and dislikes, the most popular stories will be promoted to the front page of the website. It's constantly updated daily with new stuff, thanks to listeners like you. If it wasn't for listeners like you, nothing would be on our site. So it's all because of our listeners at freetalklive.com. We continue taking your phone calls. I think Lee is still with us in Tampa. Lee, you'd said that you thought that the government was way too big. You figured that it should be about 10% of the size it is today.
The federal government.
The federal government. And you said that you still think that there's some reason to have it. I'm just wondering, what is that reason?
Mostly for our own protection, I would say maybe even 20%.
How is it that an organization that is inherently violent is in any way protecting you?
I'm saying government employees such as the military per se.
I want to be protected from violence. Isn't that a reasonable thing to want? I don't want
you
people using violence.
You protect yourself from violence, which I fully believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in all of us.
But wait a minute, I can't use the Second Amendment on the government people when they come to try to steal things from me violently. They're going to try to take my money from me. In order to support whatever it is they're going to do with their military or their roads.
I believe all income tax should be abolished, period.
How do you fund the military, then?
How fund the military? You don't think we have other sources of money besides the income tax?
Sure, they just turn on printing presses when they want money.
So
Exactly. Our money is valueless. I mean, it's not based on anything besides the government saying, it's worth this. Our money isn't worth anything.
There was a time in my life when I was of this sort that you are. You know, the time when I believed that government bureaucrats were, you know, lazy, shiftless, and sometimes evil, unless you put a gun in their hand, in which case they were elevated to the status of near gods, demigods even, gods among men. And, you know, I came to the conclusion after, you know, studying essentially the wars that we have participated in the last, especially in last 7 decades, this country. Well, they're wars. I mean, when it takes 12 years.
More recent ones are more skirmishes. I mean, there were wars with the Vietnam, Korean, but I don't think we've had a real war in since maybe Vietnam.
Okay, well, we were just as involved in Vietnam as we were in Iraq.
Bombs explode, guns are fired, people die.
Your body's just as mangled if it was just a one little excursion into Laos as it was if you were in the middle of the Battle of the Bulge in World War II. You can belittle them as you wish, but what I've found is
it's not belittling, but go ahead.
Just saying, what I found is that essentially, many of these wars were pointless, that they were there to fund the military-industrial complex. This is what General Smedley Butler, two-time Medal of Honor winner from the Marines, he said that all he was essentially a paid hitman for the man in Washington, D.C. And, you know, this is what you find out once you – and Dwight D. Eisenhower, who was also a general, he said, well – you know, you've got to watch out for this military-industrial complex because they'll start conflicts just to start conflicts. If you make things that go bluey.
Vietnam, Iraq, those are all for the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, they were. What do you need a military for is what my question is. What do you need this gigantic military that's in 131 nations?
Maybe not the federal government then. I would say the state government because we have to have a standing National Guard, right? So we send them off
for
the
what?
Site
what
for
do you
us.
Need the National Guard for?
You have to have somebody to protect our borders.
How about you just have yourself a militia?
That.
How about if you want to have a gang of people with guns, why not just put one together on a voluntary basis? Why do you have
like
to fund
militia,
it with coercion?
As we did in the past, militia.
All right, there we go. We're on the same page. Thanks for the call, Lee. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Militias are voluntary, and they're funded voluntarily.
That's what it's fine with me. If you want to get together with your buddies and run military practices in the woods and shoot stuff and be ready for the day when you might need to defend the state or something like that, I'm fine with it. Just don't force me to pay for that activity. And then it's fine. No problem, man. Do whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It's just when the government comes into the picture, then everybody is forced to pay for things they may not necessarily believe in or want to pay for. And the irony, of course, is the idea that in order to be protected, you must have people threatening you. Because that's what the government does. In order to fund itself, it has to threaten people to get money from them and cooperation from them in order to perpetuate its continued schemes.
And I'd like to point out that if you think that we need B-52s and stealth bombers and huge battleships and submarines in order to keep us safe, okay, that's fine. I don't necessarily disagree with you. However, governments' monopolies function on an extremely inefficient level. Because the government is a monopoly, it's the only true monopoly that's out there because, well, it enforces anything that might else otherwise be a monopoly also. Because the government is a monopoly, it's extraordinarily inefficient. You can have things like B-52s and submarines and things like that, and you can have them funded far more efficiently by far fewer people. So if you want to get together
in the
with your friends, the marketplace. So if you want to get together with a group of people and buy these things so that you're protected.
Investors who are concerned, who want to create a protection agency or something like that. Let's continue with your calls and go to Sean, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Hello, Sean. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Sean, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Sean?
I'm with you guys, and it basically I'm anti-government for a lot. I mean, to me, government should be to defend and to build roads, and that's it.
You don't think roads could get built without government?
No, it's. I mean, I know you guys are way more anti-government than I am.
I prefer the term
pro-freedom.
I'm pro-freedom.
I'm pro-peace.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I get it all, but I just don't think a society can exist without some sort of government.
Did you know that roads were all privately built for the most part prior to the turn of the 20th century?
Well, I mean, I know that the Roman Empire built their own roads, and then they hung people on crosses as people would go into. So, I mean,
okay, but my question was, did you know that they were privately built in this country? That roads were privately built and privately maintained.
Okay, then that's fine. But I'm saying is, people can do whatever they want. I think the biggest problem in this country is the left.
The left.
The left of this country wants to completely destroy American values.
What's an American value?
American values are that you believe in a higher power, whatever that is.
Why would that be? Why would that be an American value?
Because it's on the dollar. I mean, in God we trust.
Didn't always. It wasn't always on the dollar.
Yeah, they didn't put that crap on there until they stopped backing the dollar with gold or silver. I mean, it used to be the
trust
dollar.
Trust in gold.
Right, trust in precious metals. And, you know, when they started lying to you, that's when they put the God part
in. Yeah, they took the L out. Trust in gold. They took the L out. Trust in God is now what it says. Actually, wasn't it during the McCarthyism, during the communist
Red Scare?
It
was about that time. The last thread of metal-backed currencies went in the early 70 or 71 with Nixon, though.
So do you think that it's un-American to not believe in a higher power?
No. You guys are – will you let me talk for a second?
I'm just asking you questions.
You picked your first one as God.
The people on the left, if you don't believe that something can happen to you beyond whatever, you start making rules and you start making laws for people because you think that you're better than them.
I'm going to hang on to you actually here because I want to make sure I understand where you're coming from. I am confused. I don't even remember what you just said. It was so confusing. So I was going to recount it, but we'll come back and we'll find out exactly what he means here in a moment. 800-259-9231. More with Sean and your calls as well about what you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, America. How do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly. My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREETRIAL. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited, as always, to take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. One of the many, many features that we have are the Free Talk Live listening options. Different ways for you to listen to the program. Of course, our webcam is there. The live streams, which are available around the clock. Also, our listen lines. You can call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen over your phone. So a lot of different ways to listen, whatever time of day or night it is, to Free Talk Live. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. Now, Free Talk Live isn't the only liberty-oriented show out there in the world. The School Sucks podcast is something you might want to know about. Government is a wonderful thing. but you should already know that, unless you weren't paying attention in the 12 years, or for me it was 13, years of government school that the government made you attend, that the government controlled, and that the government forced your parents to pay for by regularly threatening to steal their home.
Even people that don't have kids.
School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. Schoolsucksproject.com. And it's because of the government schools is why we have so many people calling this show saying, well, we need the federal government for X, Y, and Z. Do we? Really? Let's continue here. I think Sean is still with us, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Now, Sean, I was just trying to get my trying to understand what it is you're trying to get across. Can you just recap briefly where you're coming from?
No, yeah, I mean, I get passionate. I'm basically trying to say is I think I'm on the same line of thinking you guys are, but it's by American values. I mean, it's people who come from wherever they come from. And they want to go and make their own way in life, and they should have the freedom to do that.
That sounds agreed. Good. Absolutely agreed.
That sounds good. So, you mentioned something about the left, though. What about them?
I think the left, I'm a conservative, and I kind of vote Republican, tend to. I never vote Democrat, but because I think that, you know, there's a government system out there. I don't necessarily agree with it, but sometimes you have to go with it. But the left creates problems or creates things to where people are dependent on them more than the right.
Now, look, I'm just trying to hold your feet to the flames here. I'm neither left nor right. I don't like either of them. If that's a true statement, then why is it that the government keeps getting bigger when the right is in control, too?
I agree with you. The only thing I would say that I would have to retort back to that is you're exactly correct. But to me, there's a two-party system. You either go with it or you don't. I don't know that you can abolish it at this point in time. And you would go with the people that more agree with what you agree with.
I understand where you're coming from on that. And I used to believe like that. I figured, you know, I'm voting Republican because there really isn't anybody else to vote for. But you said that the left might be the biggest danger to America. But what if it was, in fact, the right that was the right politicians that were the biggest danger to America, because the left will explain that they believe that big government will solve problems. The right lies about it, acts like they don't believe government will solve the problem, but they grow the government every time they're in charge. And so, I mean, I'd rather have a dishonest an honest dictator than a dishonest dictator, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It's not a choice anybody wants to make.
It's a crappy system, right? And
to me, the left.
Let me tell you real quick how things function up here in New Hampshire. This is an unusual system. There are 400 representatives for a state of 1.3 million people. It's the largest legislative body in the third largest legislative body in the English speaking world, and the lobbyists have almost no control over the legislators, almost none. They're out there, but they have to wear a big orange badge that says lobbyist on it. It's funny. Whereas in Washington, D.C., where there's only, you know, there's 400 representatives, but they represent significantly more people, there's much more money and power to be had. If we stuck a stake in the heart of Washington, D.C. and finally got rid of that cancer that is eating this country alive, then the states themselves would run it, and hopefully they'd be able to come up with better systems for running than the federal government. And there certainly wouldn't be as much money to be had.
By the way, just the state of Florida, I was just looking here, 120 so-called representatives for 18 million. People.
So I completely agree with you guys. I mean, I'm on the side of it. The problem is, I think, is you have to start somewhere, and I know you guys.
I would say
start with
secession. And I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, Sean. Let's continue and talk to Ty in Tennessee on the AMP lines. Hello, Ty.
Hey, happy Saturday, guys.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, Bob, what's on my mind is this idea of self-identification with the U.S. government. And I think a lot of people in this country confuse their country with their government and think that consider themselves U.S. citizens first. But I think that there is a difference between being an American and being a U.S. citizen. And I think I think that comes back to a couple of our founding documents That's the Declaration of Independence versus the Constitution. You know, if you just look at the way they begin, the Declaration of Independence begins with talking about dissolving restrictive political bans, whereas the beginning of the Constitution says we're going to form a more perfect band.
What they should have said, a more powerful government, because the Constitution was a document intended to solve some very minor problems with the Articles of Confederation. As a matter of fact, when they met to talk about these problems, the Anti-Federalists didn't even believe that there was going to be a new document written. The Constitution was jammed down the throat.
Patrick Henry said he smelled a rat.
Yep, as they should have. As a matter of fact, Rhode Island was threatened with boycotts and embargoes if they didn't sign the Constitution. They didn't want to. So acts of war were perpetrated, were threatened against one of the states in order to get them to sign this this document in the first place.
Yeah, see, a caller earlier mentioned George Mason and talked about the Federalists. Actually, the Federalists were nationalists, and the Anti-Federalists wanted a real federal government. They wanted to continue the Articles of Confederation, you know, maybe make some modifications. But they did not want to make a strong national government like the quote-unquote Federalists did.
Right, those are the Hamiltonians.
Ty, any final thoughts for us?
Just the idea that being American has nothing to do with borders. It's an attitude. Mm. It's a belief in life, liberty, and property, pursuit of happiness, however you want to put it. So I thank you guys for putting out that consistent message of liberty.
Well
That's
said, Ty.
Where being a true American in spirit lies.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call and the thoughts tonight. Let's talk to Trey, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSCFN. Hello, Trey.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, not too much. I actually just wanted to call on to support a fellow Free Talk Live listener from the area here. Just call him Chip, I guess. He's off to a minimum security prison facility for 2 years for supposed child porn on his hard drive when the FBI raided him. They found numerous, illegal downloads, movies, and crap like that, and didn't prosecute that. But
interesting.
Yeah, and so I just want to call out, get my word of support to him, and let him know that he's listening. That, you know, we all support him back here.
So 2 years in a minimum security prison for having alleged pictures of underage females.
Yeah, and they, of course, they didn't have to prove it or anything. They walked into the court, said, "This is the evidence we have. We have it. You know, your client is guilty."
And where's the victim? That's what I'd like to know.
You know, if he is guilty, he should have had a trial. If he isn't guilty, he should have had a trial. This plea bargaining bullcrap that they do in this nation is dangerous for our country.
More coming up. Thanks.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. A lot of features are there, and we give them all away, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the internet and around the country on radio stations to expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to promote.freetalklive.com, a whole bunch of different things that you can do, and most of them are very low cost or absolutely free. That's promote.freetalklive.com.
And the Free Talk Live cam at cam.freetalklive.com is brought to you by memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Go see for yourself at memorydealers.com. They've got it all in stock and ready to ship to you for an overnight delivery. Memorydealers.com.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. If we get a chance, we'll tell you a little bit about a scientific breakthrough that happened that may be somewhat controversial, artificial life. We'll get to that. But first, Danny is on the line calling from Colorado. Danny LaDonne, the producer of the infamous, if you will, Columbine game.
Hi, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Danny. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to give you props, first of all, for criticizing the Arizona immigration law. I know it's not popular for a lot of your listeners, but I think you're doing the right thing.
Thanks. We're good at that. Taking a position that 90% of Americans are against us on.
Thanks for great radio. I'm calling tonight because last Saturday night there was a lot of talk about college experiences that people was having, and I wanted to throw in mine.
Sure.
Because it's a bit contradictory. I mean, the first caveat I would give is that college is not for everyone, and I really don't think it should be considered a rite of passage, you know, that you just do when you're 18 to 22 years old. I really suggest people go in with a goal and they're looking to develop a skill set.
Mm. Yeah, those are the things that we said. Yeah.
Let me tell you guys, though, I'm a bit curious that you say repeatedly that you think don't go unless other people are paying for it, because I think that's totally the wrong approach. I think you should consider it as a professional investment that you take seriously for yourself.
Well, I think that what I mean is if you, other people are generally only going to pay for it if you're coming straight out of high school, right?
Yes.
That's how the scholarships go. That's how generally the trust funds go. Not every time. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. But and the people that come straight out of high school are the ones that are least likely to know what it is that they want to do with their lives. And when they get into college, they'll take whatever major and switch majors four times. If you switch majors four times, there's an excellent chance that you don't know what the heck you're doing there.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think college really is part of a much bigger picture. You know, I don't think it's a – I think it's a false dichotomy to say, yeah, you're just going to go to college. I think it's a good idea to combine college with work study, with a teaching assistant, with a regular day job or an internship, because just going to college and getting a degree is not some magical conferral upon your future employment.
You're right about that.
That's true.
So tell us your experience.
Well, let me just say that for me, you know, I went to a private undergrad and a private grad school. I just graduated a couple of weeks ago with my master's in fine arts and film production, and I have zero debt. I had to take out no loans to be able to do this.
That is awesome.
But I worked my butt off. You know, it's because I was putting in very long weeks, and I was doing fellowships at the school, and they were great at helping me find employment. I think a lot of good universities have programs for grad students in particular to take the skills they already have and market them in a way to help run the university and be paid to be on campus. So truthfully, I probably got paid more by my school than I did to go to school.
You know, those sound like success stories. And, you know, what we were trying to highlight is so many of the failures that it comes with American higher education. And the only people responsible for the failures, you know, financially are the people that are at the bottom, the ones that are getting taught, fed the line that you've got to go to school, you're never going to amount to nothing, boy. And, you know, that kind of thing. And I think that that's the thing that we're trying to defend against here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Totally. I think it's a very good idea for you to put people to, you know, a bit of sobering up before they decide to just go in and get a four-year degree, and it doesn't matter what it ends.
Absolutely, because all right. They get when they're in high school is a rah-rah squad, is that, oh, yeah, here you go, kids. This is what you have to do if you want to be a success. Here's college night. Boy, look at all these colleges. They sure are exciting. Isn't this great? College life sure is wonderful, kids. You should do it.
Yeah, and if a kid says to me, you're wrong, I need to go to college to do this. This is what I need for my life, then at least he's taken a stand, and I'd like to see that happen.
Totally. I mean, it's a very expensive way to get babysat and figure out what you want to do with your life.
Yeah.
Thanks, Danny, for the thoughts and the calls,
Danny.
I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. The producer of Playing Columbine, by the way, which is a great movie. Producer, director, writer.
Yeah, the whole thing. He did the movie Playing Columbine.
The only, I think, movie that we've ever actually been in.
Yeah, we were in that one.
Yeah,
it's nice how I got all the great appearances, and you just kind of sat there with your silly hat on.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cold in here.
Mm-hmm. Puts us, two steps to Kevin Bacon or whatever that game is? I don't know.
6 degrees of separation, I think is what you're
saying. Is it Kevin Bacon, though?
Kevin Bacon is the most frequently, yeah.
Yeah, but we're only 2 degrees of separation.
Oh, because Danny knows somebody who knows somebody?
No, it's not Danny. It's the lawyer, Jack Thompson.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, he's been in more stuff.
All right, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Blake is listening in Tallahassee to WFLA FM. Blake, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to get a take on the current situation in our present culture. You know, I feel like if you're an average, everyday working middle-class citizen that pays taxes, you're basically a slave to the system. And how do we go about changing this government that's enshrined in taxes and fees? I mean, if you look at it, say I grow tomatoes and I want to take a plant down the interstate and sell it in the next county. Well, man, I got to have a dozen or half a dozen permits and pay all these damn state fees to do what is natural, man. I'm talking about growing food. I mean,
it's crazy.
This is absurd. You know,
yep.
And people are laying the free mob thing. You know,
exactly.
What do
There's
we do
no
about
freedom.
It?
There's no freedom here unless you're one of the bureaucrats. Then you're pretty much protected and you can do whatever you want.
Right.
But your assertion, you're absolutely correct in what you're saying, and it is getting worse, Mark. They continue to pass more regulations.
The Senate just passed another one that really needs to be looked at. It basically makes it illegal for people to grow their own food.
But you're looking at.
I wrote my congressman on that. That infuriates me. They're trying to empower the corporations as if they aren't already in power enough.
Right.
You know,
that's their job. That is their job, right? We're told their job in Washington D.C. is to serve us. They're after all public servants, and we are
the public.
Yeah, but it's a big lie.
Well, what kind of service?
They're there to serve the people that pay for their campaign finance and all that stuff.
It's kind of a weird situation when you have a so-called servant who's telling you what to do, right?
Right, like civil servants. More like civil commander, yeah?
They're your masters. They are the men with the whips, and this is a big plantation. I mean, really, slavery didn't go away.
If you don't like this plantation, boy, you can go to another plantation. You go to another plantation. Yeah. You're on American.
Well, I did go to another plantation. I went to the plantation of New Hampshire, and you were looking for an answer. You were looking for a suggestion, Blake. So here is our favorite one. This is our panacea, the Free State Project.
Rush Limbaugh is just going to tell you to vote for Republicans.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah, you know, the system can't be – I don't feel like the system can be changed within.
I agree with you. Certainly not the federal government. I think there's a chance to change the system from within here in New Hampshire, and I will give you an example of that. We just had – just this week, because of liberty activists who've moved here as part of the Free State Project, which we'll tell you a little bit more about here in a moment, because of the liberty activists who've moved here, hundreds of liberty-minded people have made the move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. One of them was elected to the state representative seat a couple years ago, and she put in a bill to eliminate all of the knife-carrying restrictions in New Hampshire. It is now completely legal in New Hampshire to carry any sort of blade that you want to without some sort of government permission slip. If you want to carry a switchblade with you, it's completely legal, as I understand it now, here in New Hampshire. So that is an actual example of the government being rolled back. So I think within the system in New Hampshire, it's possible to change, and it goes back to the system of 400-plus legislatures for a population of 1.4 million people. But the real answer is to bring liberty-minded people, people who understand what being free is all about, together to the same place and get them active in various different ways to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Blake, thanks for the call. We'll tell you a little more about the Free State Project coming up here in a moment. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, maybe enough time for your call if you get in now. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We bring you the features on the site for free because, well, I think that's the way a good talk show website should be. So enjoy all of that stuff, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com is the place to go. And if you're a lady listener, you can become a part of the Shrine if you'd like. Details are at shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, we had Blake on the line a moment ago. He was looking for answers. He, like me, like you, Mark, in the past, we were frustrated.
Yeah, I mean, we were doing a libertarian talk show, and, you know, it's the answers aren't very good when you do a libertarian talk show. The questions are great. You know, the theoretical answers are great, but what do you do about it right now? Rush Limbaugh says, well, vote for Republicans.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Ed Schultz says, well, vote for Democrats.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, and we know that neither one of those things work.
Voting for libertarians doesn't work either.
Right, and voting for libertarians doesn't work because, they would win if everybody would vote for them, but nobody will vote for them because they don't believe they can win. So you've got this circular problem that's going nowhere and hasn't gone anywhere since 1971.
So in 2001, somebody came up with a new idea that really isn't that new, but it's an idea that can actually work now because we've got the Internet. And it is the Free State Project. The idea is to bring people together who understand what freedom really means, that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, that freedom is about being able to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm other people. People that understand that, bring them to the same place. Because, man, I can tell you, where I was living down in Sarasota, Florida. I'm a Sarasota, Florida native, and living down there, there were some people that loved freedom, but they weren't doing very much about it, and they were deluded so much that even what they did do had very little effect, getting 3% in an election, reaching out to people at public events, but never having anything happen as a result of it. I was frustrated. I was burnt out on the system, and then I came across the idea known as the Free State Project, to bring liberty-minded people together to the same place. The first thing I thought was, wow, that's brilliant. The second thing I thought was, crap, that's cold. Because, well, New Hampshire was one of the, actually, all of the potential states at that time. There were 10 states.
Yeah, Delaware seemed cold when I was living in Florida.
That were vying for the Free State Project selection. When they reached 5,000 members, there was a vote. New Hampshire won overwhelmingly, and I voted for New Hampshire as my first choice, because by that time I'd come to the conclusion that if being free means I have to be cold for some of the months out of the year, then I was willing to do that. And so I got over my objection. Turns out cold's not so bad. They have heat up here. It's not really the end of the world at all. In fact, I find myself riding my bicycle the other day in shorts and a t-shirt, and it was in the 60s. I never would have done something like that in Florida.
Yeah.
I'd have been all bundled up, have leather coat on and be real toasty warm, but here it's just there's a slight adjustment. Yeah, there's an acclimation. But the best part is being around other people that love freedom. And there are hundreds of them that have already made the move here to New Hampshire. There are over 10,000 people that have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. We're looking to make 20,000. So we're not quite there yet, but we have hit the 50% point. So over 10,000 people, you could be the next 10,000. Go to freestateproject.org to get signed up and learn more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You hear us talking a lot about the Free State Project and some of the activism that goes on up here, especially if you listen to our weeknight show. We certainly focus on it a little bit more there, because there's some really exciting stuff, both happening inside the system and outside the system, with things like civil disobedience, creating our own media, and doing other things that don't necessarily involve running for office and things like that. There's a lot going on. Social activities. In fact, Mark, you and I are probably going out to karaoke tonight after the show.
I think I'll sing Purple Rain by Prince.
Didn't you do that last week?
Nobody can rock Prince like I do.
So we get together, we have a lot of social occasions, and it's just an awesome community of amazing people who are so dedicated to freedom, they picked up their lives and they moved across the country. I'm sorry to say, that's what it's going to take. Because there's no chance for freedom in Florida and California and Texas and these other places where the governments are so large and they're getting bigger and there's right. No chance that you can have any effect. So come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival about a month from now, actually, the 24th through the 27th of June. It is going to be happening in the northern portion of the state, Lancaster, New Hampshire, right next to the White Mountains. Very beautiful location, Rogers Campground. These same hundreds of people I'm telling you about, they're going to be there. They're going to be all there. Free Talk Live is going to be there. We're going to be broadcasting live. And it's going to be an absolute blast. People hanging out, socializing, plenty of activities. Go get the full list of what's happening at porkfest2010.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest2010.com. This is a real movement, and it's really happening, and it is really exciting. I'm so glad we made the move here, Mark. It's been the best, I think probably one of the best decisions I've made in my whole life. So we continue here with your phone calls about what you want. Michael, listening to Kiva in Albuquerque. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You said you'd rather throw off the Constitution.
I'd rather throw off the Constitution.
Is that what you're here saying?
I think I'd like to quote Lysander Spooner here. The Constitution is either powerless to prevent the growth of government that we have seen, or it has condoned it.
Well, I think the Constitution promotes free. It restrains government. I mean, if we didn't have a constitution, we'd have 50 separate states.
What'd be wrong with that?
And how would having 50 separate states not restrain government?
Well, we would.
Does this government look restrained to you?
Well, we're not. They're not following the constitution.
But you said the constitution restrains them, though. I mean, it's like a linebacker out there pushing off the government. It doesn't hold because the Constitution wouldn't violate it. The rules, maybe they do in the NFL when they get in real close and grab them. But the Constitution it's out there repelling them politicians that every day are encroaching. And no, it's not.
It promotes domestic tranquility. It says it secures the blessings of liberty. I mean.
It says it can say a lot of things. You know, I used to be where you are, Michael. I used to be one of the constitutional guys. I had a book about the Constitution by Michael Badnarik, who, by the way, is going to be giving a Constitution class at the Porcupine Freedom Festival for all of those people who still find value in the document.
I think it's a neat class.
It's a magnificent document if you understand it. I mean, that's
depends on your perspective.
If you understood the document, you would understand that your opinion of the document doesn't matter. Your opinion of the document doesn't matter because the only opinions of the document are the people that run the Supreme Court. There are 9 people whose opinions about the Constitution matter, and the rest of us are their servants.
It may have been created with some of the best of intentions, but as the old saying goes, the road to hell is paved with those. And sure, there may be some nice ideas as far as what the Founding Fathers had, but on the other hand, there are also things in there that are not good. I mean, the Constitution advocates that they can tax people. That's stealing. The Constitution says that black people are, what, 3/5 of a man? Black men are 3/5 of a man. Don't even talk about women. And there's some real problems there.
It bans no bills of attainder. You know, they can, without the Constitution, they can execute you. The United Nations could execute a person without... They could detain you.
They have military tribunals now.
Each of the states have their own constitutions now.
It bans bills of attainder there. If we get the Constitution out of the way, they can execute.
Michael, they can execute you now. They take people and they hold them in military prisons. They're having military tribunals. I mean, they don't care.
Barack Obama suspended habeas corpus and authorized assassination.
Suspended habeas corpus.
You know, in that instance too. But Barack Obama allowed an assassination against an American citizen. Why didn't the Constitution stop him? Because it can't. It has no teeth. It was a crappy document to begin with.
No, it's not, because we the people let it happen.
Didn't do it. No, we the people, nothing. I have stood for this the whole time. And now what I've realized is, oh, my goodness, my avocation of this piece of paper gives these men in Washington further power by saying the Constitution is valid when it's not.
How could it be valid? It was signed by men who are dead.
Power.
They're dead now, and I didn't sign it. I thank you for the call, and I appreciate it. I understand where you're coming from, but
I've been there.
Yeah. Let's go to Mark listening to WFLA or WFTL rather in Miami. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I want to know why the government can go out there and panhandle, and I see a girl getting arrested on the street for panhandling yesterday.
Jeez.
And they can panhandle.
Well, they don't panhandle. They just threaten force. I mean, panhandlers don't typically force money from people, but the government actually threatens you with violence if you don't give them your money. So it's a little different.
No, they can get all these dinners and they can ask for all this money when they throw a dinner. And if you see a little girl on the on the corner of the street and she's trying to just make enough to get something to eat, because I know the little girl, she ain't lit. She's an older woman, and I've seen her getting arrested with handcuffs on.
It's a shame.
Thank you for the call tonight. We are out of time, and I understand where you're coming from. It has been Ian with you.
And Mark.
We will return on Monday night. However, we've got a brand new Sunday show we're launching with our co-hosts. So the guys you hear on the show during the weekdays, they're going to have their own show now, internet only, on Sunday night, same time, 7 to 10. Listen to them tomorrow starting at 7 p.m. Eastern at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crum had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crum is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crum online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.